Oh my god, y'all don't understand how much I be fucking in tears over TikToks. Oh my god. I've been working on this all day and I'm in the mood to record it. So let's take advantage of me, okay? Welcome back. You see the title, Unpopular Opinions from a Girlfriend, okay? I'm just going to share some things. I might explain some things a bit more. I might just say what I'm saying and move on to the next thing. But there are just some things I want to clarify for people who have assumptions of what girlfriends want, girlfriends like, girlfriends need. Because when most people have assumptions about what girlfriends want, girlfriends like, girlfriends need, it does not include Chantal at all. Because maybe I'm just that different, okay? So, number one, we do not need to see you every day. I know it sounds mean. It sounds like we're mad. It sounds like you did something wrong. It sounds like we don't like you. That's not true. We like you. Some of us love you. We can hear from you throughout the day. We can hear from you twice in the day. I don't really care to know every minute where you've been today, who called you today. It's none of my business. You're a grown man. That is why we're together. I want you to be yourself. I want you to still have the same friends you had before me. But of course, they know that. We're together. You know what I'm saying? Just like my friends know, we're together. And I want you to do what you were doing before. But sometimes maybe it's even better now because you got like a cheerleader that is me to talk to you, bounce ideas off of, blah, blah, blah. Okay, just include us a little bit. That's it. Not 100%. Not everywhere you go, we want to be attached to your balls. It's not like that, okay? Not trying to be 65% of your focus in your life. I'm really not, right? That's me. But I do know there are some women who are trying to live in their man's skin, and I am just not one of them. And it does not mean I don't like you. It does not mean I don't want you. It doesn't mean that I'm unsure about you. It's just that's not how I can be in my 30s, okay? I have shit to do, and I'm assuming because you're older or we're around the same age, you also have shit to do. So I'm not even going to give you that type of time, okay? Now, this idea of constant attention, I feel like that's childish as fuck. When you have a full day, it is very hard to give somebody constant attention, right? It can be draining and it can feel forced. And I feel like people are better off letting it happen naturally. All right? There might be days where you talk more than others. It doesn't mean something's wrong today because you're talking less. And I really feel like this too. When two people smother each other too early, too quick, it dies faster. As an observer over the past two decades, I've seen it in personal relationships. I've seen it in my siblings' relationships with women. I've seen it with friends. Like, give people space. It is okay, girl, to get off that man's dick. It's not going anywhere, I promise. Maybe the person you with is, because that's just who they are. And it's better to see it sooner than it is to see it later. Okay? The number two thing, fuck relationships if you ain't ready. Don't let people suggest people in your life or make you feel guilty for not being in a relationship. If you're ready for a relationship, great. Ready for a relationship is different for everybody though, okay? And pressure to be in a relationship when you're not ready is just detrimental. It's a waste of time. And some people feel that there's this societal pressure to be in a relationship and they find it frustrating as fuck when they're not actively pursuing anybody and life is telling them they need to by now, or you're this old, you need to, fuck that. Let it happen when it fucking happens. Let it happen when it fucking happens. And sometimes when it fucking happens, it wasn't even the time for that shit to be happening. it really be like that. Number three, fuck dating apps. Okay. To me, I feel like dating apps is a perfect way to meet a weirdo. Now, don't beat me up. Do not beat me up if that's where you met your wife or your husband. Maybe it's for you. For me, okay, unpopular opinions up from a girlfriend. For me, I ain't trying to meet nobody on no fucking dating app. I'm really not. If I don't meet you in person, physically, I don't know you. I don't know you, okay? Who are you? And how many examples do we need? Some people are just clearly on dating apps trying to place a DoorDash order to fuck. Okay? And that's just how I look at it. Number four, relationship dynamics will change, can change, and you have to be open to them changing because it's just not a definite. Especially if you're in a relationship that has been happening since high school. If you're in a relationship that's been happening since middle school or since college or even long distance, okay? It's a commitment and it is not for the weak. And you got to be sure of yourself. You got to be confident. You got to trust that you're making the right choices. And relationships are fucking hard. And loving a person is easy, but seeing and understanding how to make it work is hard as fuck. It's frustrating. Sometimes it's just like an inner mental emotional battle that you're doing with yourself and hoping you're making the right decision when you make it. And okay, now let me say this too. Casual encounters, I do not really care for casual encounters. They feel empty and I rather hang and treat myself, because how are you fucking on someone that you don't even know if they like themselves yet? Okay. Do you even know their last name? Is this even their house, or are they house sitting for somebody? Like that goes through my mind. Okay. And y'all just in there just going in like y'all know each other and y'all don't. Like, y'all still be complete strangers. Number five, the emotional labor of relationships when you're a girlfriend. I think the responsibility for maintaining the relationship period has to be shared with the other person that you're with. Because what the fuck do you think this is? Like, I don't want someone in a position where they have to deeply care, and I don't. And I don't want to be in a position where I'm in a relationship with someone and I'm emotionally putting more out than I'm getting in. And if you are scared and you want to bail out because of pressure or the gamble of this will probably end and it's eating you up, then that is a sign that you do not want to be in a relationship. You probably thought it was a good idea. You probably thought it would be fun. You probably thought, like, this is exactly what you wanted and you didn't want to slow walk it. But clearly, you thought wrong. Okay? And it's okay. And it's okay. And relationships are a gamble. Okay? Number six. Financial dependence and financial independence, because I am pro financial independence when you are dating or you are in a relationship, sometimes even in your marriage, because shit happens, life happens, and we have to be prepared for what comes with that. Okay. Financially being dependent on your partner while you're dating is some bullshit. It's some bullshit. Okay. The person that is being I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me, hence Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Financially dependent on is going to have a crazy pressure on how to show up for you, okay? Being the person who financially has to show up all the time, every time, doesn't make anybody feel good. It's pressure. And if that pressure doesn't have to be there earlier on, why would you put it on somebody? Okay. If you know you ain't right money wise and you're not going to be able to do things how you want to, that's fine. That's understandable. Look at the fucking economy. Read the room. Okay. We understand. You are not going to be the best mentally and you are not going to be the best emotionally for anybody, okay? And then that's going to bring in frustrations and second guessing. The relationship will come in because it's demanding more from you than you thought. I think it's very important for people to work on themselves first because it's a risk. And it can change up later. Maybe you are in a better position earlier on and then it changed. Or maybe you weren't in the best position earlier on and it just was taking too long for you to get where you wanted to be. And then because you wanted to respect and do it the right way, you let that person know like, hey, I just don't feel like I can handle what I have to do and this at the same time. Can you just be understanding of that? Okay. And hopefully that person is. And I think women, this is especially for you. Y'all be wanting sometimes men to be y'all husband paying for everything after date four. And technically that man is still single. Okay. And your rent is due on the first and your rent only has you on the lease, not him. Okay. So don't put that pressure on a man. And men, if you are not where you need to be, don't lean on a woman and be up in her house, and don't lean on a woman and be driving around her car just because you're in a relationship. That's not fiscally responsible. That's not fair to her. And some people are just waiting around to see whose love they can take advantage of. So you got to be mindful of that. Okay. Number 7, personal growth and happiness. You have to prioritize yourself, whether you're single or whether you're in a relationship. And some people believe focusing on your personal growth and your happiness first is what you need to do, then seek a relationship. And I agree with that. Your relationship shouldn't be 100% the reason why you're happy or 100% the reason why you're fulfilled in life, okay? Because that is, again, a lot of pressure on a person. And right now, life for me got its foot in the middle of my back, okay? And I hate my job, but I have to be responsible. I'm a damn mom. Stupid people that I work with make me angry. And I try to balance that out by doing something within my day that makes me happy, or something within my day that makes me feel like I showed up for myself. And the thought of me working a corporate job 8 hours of my life, 5 times a week, is depressing because I don't even fucking like it. I know the knowledge of it. I can do it with my eyes closed. Honestly, I feel like I could train my 11-year-old to do my job and she would excel. Okay. It's not fucking hard. I did not need a degree to do this job. There are people touching people's accounts that cannot comprehend what is in front of their face. Like, this is not a challenging job. It's just a lot of incompetent people that I have to work with to do it. And it's frustrating and it's exhausting. And I try to leave work at work, and sometimes it trickles over into my mood. And last week, honestly, I wanted to quit and cash out for at least 10 months and say, fuck it. Like, that's how I was feeling. And when it comes to prioritizing yourself, sometimes relationship dynamics will change. And it doesn't have to be drama. It doesn't have to be ill will. It doesn't have to be somebody disrespecting you. It doesn't have to be somebody hurting you. Sometimes it's just self-improvement things need to happen. And you understand that they need to happen, but it doesn't mean you like the process of how it has to happen. And for me, the best thing about my birthday was the days that I gifted myself to take off and the sleep I got, because I just was not in the mood last week to be celebrating anything. The weather was shit. The time frame was shitty because rent was due on Sunday and my birthday fell on a midweek. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, do you want to be responsible or do you want to have a good time? So it was trash to me. Number 8, friendships with the opposite sex. Just because I have friends doesn't mean I'm trying to be outside all the time, every time. I'm not. And I think it's very important for you to make sure your friends know what type of friend you are, okay? You call me to vent. You call me to bounce ideas off. You call me to think of something to do because you have this issue. You call me when you want to kiki, you want to laugh. I might come out for breakfast. Dinner is kind of iffy because of how I work and the girls. You want to do something on the weekend and you let me know beforehand. I'm there, okay? But other than that, girl, I'm not coming, okay? And I find it frustrating that people assume friendships between men and women are either romantic and in secret, or it cannot be platonic. And I respect mine. I value my friendships, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman. I respect them, and I respect the boundaries that come with them, because most of my friends that are of the opposite sex are married and happily married, and I know who their wife is, and it ain't never been no weird vibes with that, right? And I think people who have issues with that, You have an issue internally with yourself and boundaries and respecting that. And if the issue is not internally with yourself, the issue is you have an issue with trust. And it's just easier for you to completely avoid friends of the opposite sex when you're in relationships or you're in your marriage than to be tempted by something you haven't conquered, having a boundary for yet. Either way, it's your shit. It's not anybody else's shit. And that's how I look at that. That's how I will always look at that. And even my siblings' thoughts, they're men, like, it's not everything that they say I'm going to believe, but I'll listen, you know? And everything is not about fucking a person. And people can handle themselves in your absence or whether you're in the room. And people just gotta relax on their assumptions. That's just how I see that. Also, sometimes when it comes to relationships and you being a girlfriend, you gotta kind of know, like, when certain problems ain't got shit to do with you. Okay? It ain't yours to fix. It ain't yours to find out more details on. Find out more tea with the family. Like, back up, back off. Most of the time, if who you're with wants you to know, they'll let you know. If who you're with wants to explain it to you, eventually they'll explain it to you. Right? At least you know that you are willing to try a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And you're not broken. Okay? And you could be open to being in a relationship. And you ain't gotta make other people's shit your shit. And sometimes, if dating or being in a relationship feels like a chore or exhausting, it could be you fighting what your mind knows. And sometimes what your mind knows before your heart is that there's something more going on here that's not going to let what you want this to be become. And now you're having an inner battle between your feelings and your emotion and your heart and your mind that knows better. Right? And sometimes that's where that frustration is coming from, is the fact that you want this so bad, but your brain knows, like, there's a limit here. You can't go past this part. And you need to go past this part to get that other part that you want. Right? And I'm saying all that to say it's okay to take a step back and stop and just focus on other things in your life. And you don't have to keep pushing something in a relationship that's not working. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a bad girlfriend because you couldn't get over whatever that hump was. Okay? You try, girl. You try. Number 9. Shit just isn't that deep sometimes as a girlfriend. Like, ain't shit that deep. One day we all gonna die. If things didn't work, it didn't work. If things do work, they work. And it's okay to make sure that you did your best and you don't have to lie to someone to make them temporarily comfortable with your bullshit or to make them temporarily comfortable with the bullshit that they bring. Okay? Shrugs. Number 10. Most of us value, as girlfriends, most of us value delicious food and good company over fancy dinners. So I don't ever want a man to think, oh, you got to take me to the best restaurant in the city. It has to be this. It has to be that. You have to dress up. You have to buy me this and lay it out. And it's nice. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. But more so than not, as a girlfriend, I would rather go somewhere low-key, chill, maybe good music, maybe good environment. not a lot of people in there, not too crowded. We could still talk and hear each other, and we could have some good food and have some good conversation. Because for me, I don't want to care about the lighting, the pictures, and taking pictures of my plate more so than who I'm with. I want to enjoy the person that I'm with. I want to enjoy the fact that they took out time to bring me somewhere, talk to me. We could break bread and we could have a good time. That's just me, though. I feel like most people, when they want to go to a specific place for like what it looks like, what food they're serving there and what they got on, I feel like that's a self need. You wanted to be propped up so you can show other people who are not here, who are not doing these things for you, that you got these things done for you. Like, girl, please. Okay. Please. And FYI, just to the men out there, most women that do that bullshit, they're propping up pictures and videos to entice other men to talk to them on the internet. They're posting it on their Instagram. They're posting it on their TikTok. They're posting it on their Facebook to make it look like they're living a life that another man is funding. You know what I'm saying? Or another person is funding. Could be a woman. I don't know what y'all into. And just be mindful of, do they only want me to take pictures of them and they do not want pictures with me? When they take pictures with me, do they post those pictures? Do they tag me in it? Do I know where those pictures are? Can I see them later? Like, you can't tell me that you're not tricking when tricking shit is going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. Come on. Be fucking for real. Okay? What number are we on? Number 11. Life sometimes be happening and we ain't always looking for our man to fix shit. Sometimes we just want to talk. Sometimes we just want to vent. Sometimes we just want to get it out. And you could hit us with an affirmation after we get it out. And maybe we might do a prayer and hope for the best and move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that serious. Number 12. Sometimes I be feeling. She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people. And because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay. But some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, stop worrying, and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. And like a heart collector. Let me explain, because I was thinking about this today. Let me explain. Sometimes, as a girlfriend, in my past, I felt like a heart collector. Like, I'm not hated by the people that I've had old relationships with. But it's just like they don't want to be better yet at the time. Or they had no intentions on being better people. Or they don't know how to love me the way I need to be loved. And they don't want to learn. or the issue just ain't got shit to do with me, but they still care. And at this point, I'd rather be hated than to be still cared about, but I can't do shit with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do shit with the fact that, you know, you're a good person. I like this and this about you, but relationship-wise, it just does not work. Like, that is the most irritating, exhausting shit to deal with as a girlfriend. And I just feel like being hated is easier to understand than always figuring out, like, why doesn't it work? Like, I also hate being acknowledged as a good woman by people I've been in a relationship with, and it still not work, and I still don't get that relationship experience that I feel like I deserve, being a quote-unquote good woman, because I believe that it takes two people doing their self-work, then coming together to be in a relationship, and it working. And at this point, I'm just like, bitch, fast forward me to 60. Let me spend my retirement traveling. Maybe I might be in a relationship at that time, and maybe I won't. But I know that my experiences and the people that I would meet on my experiences, the art that I would see, the architecture that I will get to look at and just take in, would give me that fulfillment. And even hanging with my grandkids around that age would give me that fulfillment than this like wandering of, will that happen? Will it come correct one day? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is exhausting to be the good woman girlfriend, but it still don't work. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, number 13. Number 13. Being a girlfriend or being called a girlfriend over 25 years old still sounds childish as fuck to me. Don't get me wrong, but it just sounds like, why are you playing with my time still? I'm at the age where I need a body adjustment and I need my feet rubbed at the end of the day, every day. And that doesn't scream girlfriend. That screams grown woman, got shit to do, been doing shit all day. What time is my man getting home? That's what that sounds like. And that doesn't tell me girlfriend. That tells me I'm someone's woman and they know they're supposed to be here because I need these things. Yeah. Okay. Number 14. And this is it. Okay. Women get tired of making their pussies presentable for y'all too. Okay, I know there's some women out there that like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get my wax. Bitch, please. I wish a motherfucker would try to pull a hair off of my body with some wax or some sugar, whatever. Bitch, you want to fight? You want to squabble? Because, ooh, no ma'am, no ma'am. Like, it costs money in shaving oil, shaving cream, razors. Even though men's razors are a lot more expensive than women's, I prefer buying men's razors and shaving with them. I hate the smell of Nair, even like the unscented Nair. It has like a smell that lingers. I hate that fucking shit. I do not ever want to take on waxing. It's just, no, it's not for me. I will fight everybody up in there, okay? Y'all just be bringing y'all untamed jungle dick to wherever we are to serve us up. And we thug through it because we care and y'all are men. But goddamn. Like, if we gotta make ourselves presentable body-wise, right? Fitness, smelling good, tasting good, looking good, feeling good. Do something with your body too. Tame it back. lotion. You know what I'm saying? Clip your toenails. Make sure you're moisturized. Make sure you smell good. Make sure you feel good. That's all I'm saying. Okay? And these are just unpopular opinions from a girlfriend. Okay? Take it as you will. I enjoyed coming up with these because it came from a real fucking place. And do with it what you will. Pass it on to a friend if you need to. I didn't tell not nan one lie on here. Hit dog holler. It's all good. It's all good. It's life. I'm a woman, but I'm still a thug, okay? And take that however you want to take that. I'm not going to say what I wanted to say because that man's still up in court. What the fuck was he rubbing on his chest again? Like, I just feel like if I am not in the same money bracket as you, your business should not be my business. And the fact that this man's business is all over the fucking internet and his interactions with other celebrities are being shared and we get to see text messages between these people, it is some comedy, but ain't shit funny. But anywho, that's not what I do on here. I just, you know, had a... you can follow me at shambipodden.com, at shambipodden on TikTok, at shambipodden on Twitter, and on IG. I appreciate you. Do not forget to like and review the podcast, share the podcast. Let me know what you think. Spotify allows you to comment on podcasts and rate it. Apple's still doing its thing. I appreciate all the new listeners because I have seen those numbers. I appreciate it. There is a new shop with Bonfire. The link is in the show notes if you're looking for merch for all the shows. I am doing all of my bonus episodes to prepare to finish the season. I have been enjoying this season. It's been a real one, and I appreciate you. And that's all I want to say about that, okay? I have to go to sleep because my little mini vacation is over. And yeah. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. But get your shit together first before you're adding yourself on to other people. Appreciate it. 's for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.